You're listening to the SoPod Network, available on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcast platforms. In today's episode, Kim Green, Chairman, President, and CEO of Southern Company Gas, sits down with Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice, President and Dean of Morehouse School of Medicine, to discuss the importance of higher learning and inclusion in bettering our communities.
So I'm here today with Valerie Montgomery Rice, who's the Dean and the President of the Morehouse School of Medicine. Thank you very much for joining me today. I am pleased to be a recent addition to the board of the Morehouse School of Medicine, and I got to become familiar with this wonderful institution when Dr. Rice took me on a tour a couple of months ago, and so I want to talk a little today about the school and Dr. Rice, a little bit about how you were attracted to the school and what makes it special. But you have had a terrific career and, you know, not finished yet, still doing amazing things and lots of great things to come. But can you share with me and our listeners a little bit about your background and some of the things that you've done before coming here?
Thank you so much for coming, and thank you for agreeing to join our board. We are so excited. We're so excited about the future for Morehouse School of Medicine. So I am from Macon, Georgia. So I am a product of a public school system. I went to public school my entire life, and then I went to Georgia Tech, another great public institution, and really thought that I was going to be an engineer. So I went to Georgia Tech from Southwest High School in Macon, which in 1979 was the largest high school in the nation. My graduating class was 1,049. We had to graduate in the Coliseum, which was a big deal.
Yes.
And I got to Georgia Tech because at that time, there were people wanting more Black students to be engineers. And so my science teacher, Mrs. Nubo, who I love to death, she was pretty eclectic. She said, well, you know, you're very smart and bright, and they're looking for Black kids to be engineers, so why don't you go to Georgia Tech? And I said, okay. So that was really the extent of my counseling. I mean, I think I might have applied to other schools, but I got a pretty nice scholarship to Georgia Tech, which it was actually pretty cheap to go to Georgia Tech at that time. And came up here and majored in chemical engineering and started co-oping immediately. So I didn't even know what a chemical engineer did. My mother, single parent, raising four girls, working at Georgia Craft Paper Company on the swing shift for 25 years, so hard labor. She knew engineers because there were some engineers in the plant. We didn't quite know what they did, though, but I figured I'd figure it out. And so I came to Georgia Tech, and my first summer, I co-opted at Procter & Gamble and Sharon Woods, and I did that for about four or five more times before I figured out that probably wasn't going to be an engineer.
That's incredible. Morehouse School of Medicine has a mission to create health equity. Can you talk about what health equity means and how this institution is helping solve even some of the infant mortality rates in Georgia and also some of the other challenges that we face in this state?
Right. Thank you. So Morehouse School of Medicine, we will be 45 years of age this year, not a very old institution. And we are not Morehouse College. We were born out of Morehouse College, but we separated 45 years ago. And yes, we do take men and women, always have. And so we were really founded to address the physician shortage in the state of Georgia, increase the diversity in the healthcare workforce, and then work toward the elimination of health disparities. And our vision is leading the creation and advancement of health equity. And when we say that, what we are saying is that we believe that you should give people what they need, when they need it, and the amount they need to reach their optimal level of health. For some people, That is going to be one of the social determinants. You're going to need access to adequate housing, access to the right provider, access to transportation to get to the doctor. But so for someone who's diagnosed with juvenile diabetes, it may be access to the right type of insulin therapy that really can decrease the long-term consequences of being a long-term diabetic. Or someone who is newly diagnosed with diabetes, it may be access to continuous glucose monitoring. So you actually change your behavior in eating and exercise such that you make different decisions that decrease your chances of really becoming a full-blown diabetic. So when we ask that question, we're asking people to look at who's sitting across from them and say, based on who's sitting in front of me, what's possible?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask that question with every encounter, you have to actually put your needs second, put the person's needs first, and then you're going to ask some simple questions. What about your family history? What about the resources you have to get you to the doctor? I'm telling you to exercise three times a day. Are you in a community that's really safe? And then, of course, the big questions, do you have access to adequate, equitable care that is going to give you the biggest opportunity to actually live your best life? And that's what we are talking about at Health Equity at Morehouse School of Medicine.
And so I had such a wonderful tour with you and met some of the students.
Yes.
And some of the faculty and the physicians. And it was clear to me that they believe their needs are second.
Yes.
And it was quite inspirational for me. So it was interesting to listen to you share your story about your interest in, or your at least beginning in engineering and then moving to medicine, because I had an interest in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up in engineering.
Right, right.
And of course, I was in the biomedical engineering field, and I've always had a genuine interest in medicine. And so personally, the opportunity for me to get closer to the Morehouse School of Medicine is satisfying and interesting and fascinating. And I'm glad that we can partner as a corporation to help the Morehouse School of Medicine. So Morehouse is in the middle of a capital campaign.
Yes.
Tell us just a little about that.
And so, you know, one of the things that we recognize that Morehouse School of Medicine has never had a comprehensive capital campaign, meaning that we set a target and it aligns with all of our strategic initiatives comprehensively across the institution. So we've had campaigns to raise money for a building, very targeted. But we've looked at our five pillars of areas. And so we're looking at our pipeline programs, our education program, our clinical program, our research program, and then our community engagement, which is a significant part of Morehouse School of Medicine. And when we look at all of those, we said, what are the resources that we need to raise over the next 5 to 7 years, not just to sustain, but to propel us to the next level so that we meet the needs of these new learners that are coming in, such that we are innovative in the research space, looking at genomics and saying, how is it that we take artificial intelligence, which we're in the future, everybody's going to always have data that's running in the background. How do we aggregate that data such that artificial intelligence is actually the new preventive medicine, such that when you come to the doctor, you may not even have to take off your clothes. Instead of seeing you, I may actually have a conversation with you because I've gotten all the information about your sleep pattern. I've gotten all the information about what you've eaten over the week. I know when you cheated and had that chocolate cake. I know all of these different things, and I can then help guide you to whatever the desired outcome is. And it takes resources to do that. It takes resources to build the state-of-the-art research labs. You got to have now data scientists to actually analyze all that data. So we in the Atlanta University Center are trying to increase the number of underrepresented minorities who are data scientists. It takes different types of clinicians who are very comfortable providing their patient engagement over some type of technology. We do a lot of telehealth, and that is going to be the equalizer for patients who are in rural communities where hospitals are closing and there's not a provider there. I can provide you with a significant amount of care through your cell phone. And then we have to have an education curriculum that aligns with how we introduce artificial intelligence and technology into our system. So all of those things take resources. We got to have a couple of more buildings to house the increased number of students. So we've gone from when I became the dean and executive vice president to now the president and dean, we've doubled our classes. So we went from about 300 and some students to now over 600 students. We started a PA program. We've expanded our PhD and master's program, and we started an early phase campus in Columbus.
There is so much incredible growth here and so much passion around building the future of medicine and the future of healthcare and the future of wellness. And that's very much aligned with Southern Company Gas's goals in building our communities and building the future of energy. And so the innovation that you describe, you're using artificial intelligence for predictive and analytics. We are too.
We're
using artificial intelligence. We care about making the communities we serve better because we're there. And so I have found that it's just a terrific partnership for Southern and for the Morehouse School of Medicine. And I'm very proud that we've been able to make a contribution to your capital campaign.
Thank you so much.
The largest contribution that this gas company has ever made. And I believe it is certainly well-deserved. And I know that it's going to be in good hands and great things are going to be happening that are going to make our communities better because this organization is here, this institution, the doctors, many of these graduates choose to practice in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
And so they stay close or they go to maybe the rural communities where they started or grew up. And I love this idea about the mobile medicine as well. So there's just so many exciting things happening. We're very excited to be a part of it. So again, I really appreciate your time today, learning more about you and your background. That's fascinating and inspirational.
Thank you.
Again, I am looking very forward to our future partnership and continuing to work with you, the rest of the board, in this terrific place where I feel absolutely wonderful every time I step on campus. It's really a joyful feeling. So
we are, Kim, we are so excited about the partnership. And what we are equally excited about is that you all continue to see the importance of investing in the community. And all of us understanding that if we are going to achieve health equity, that is giving people what they need, when they need, the amount they need to reach their optimal level of health, it's going to take a village. And all of us have a part. And so we look forward to our continued partnership and how the longevity of it. So again, thank you for having me on this wonderful podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you again very much. And thanks to everybody for listening to our Fuel podcast. And we'll see you on Fuel TV and on Fuel. Thank you very much.